When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another installment of a dark minisode. First and foremost, a huge thank you to each and every one of you who have already began sending in your experiences for Season 17. And don't forget, if you have your own true paranormal experience that you want to share with a group of open-minded, like-minded people, then email it over to contact@thedarkparanormal.com. And your experience can be any size. If it fits a dark paranormal episode, then it will end up there. And if it's shorter, that does not make any difference. We want your real experiences, and we'll place them either on a minisode or as part of our Patreon-only Dark Bites. The one thing that we do guarantee is if that you've taken the time to sit down and write out your full paranormal experience and email it over, we will ensure that your experience goes in front of listeners. Sometimes if people send us things which are maybe 20 pages long, that can take longer than usual whilst we decide how we're going to put that information out. It may be that we need to spread those longer experiences out over two episodes. But whatever way we work it, your experience will be heard. So, once more, the email address to send your experiences to is contact@thedarkparanormal.com. But before we leap into the second half of Season 16 on Friday, we have the small, but by no means insignificant, matter of a dark minisode to get to. So let's get to that right now. Today's dark minisode comes to us via Jennifer. And Jennifer writes, "Hello, my name is Jennifer, and I live in New Jersey, USA. I love the podcast. I found it within the last year or so, but I've listened to all of the episodes. First, I would listen alone whilst I worked, but then I turned it into a bonding thing for my boyfriend and I. I'm hoping this makes it to a minisode, as my experience for this email are all blips of happenings within the course of my almost 40 years on Earth. Hopefully this does make a dark minisode, as it's a short email. Please, I would ask you don't use it on Dark Bites, as currently I'm unable to subscribe to Patreon. I apologise for that. This is Kev now, just doing a quick interruption to say nobody needs to apologise ever for not being able to sign up to Patreon. I appreciate everyone who does, but if you can't do it, you can't do it. I appreciate every single last listener that this show has, because without you guys, the show does not exist. So, there's no need to apologise, Jennifer. I appreciate it, but there's no need. Thank you for listening to the show. But back to your email. I feel like I've always been sensitive to the paranormal. And I've definitely always been drawn to the spiritual for as long as I can remember. I've been a practicing pagan since I was about 13. And I've always been drawn to the paranormal, loving Halloween and things like that. I believe it was one of your episodes on a real-life haunting that got me to realize that most of my childhood paranormal experiences may well have been a poltergeist manifested by me, due to the traumatic household I grew up in. The energies of a teenage girl in an abusive home feeding into the manifestation of something. One of the very first things that I remember was when I was about 11 or 12. While trying to go to sleep one night, I saw some sort of smoky, black, wispy thing float into my room. I was laying on my side with my dog lying next to me, and I was trying to get myself comfortable. And then I noticed this floating smoke. My very first thought, far from anything paranormal, was that it was my dog's ear just in my periphery. There was a huge armoire at the foot of my bed, and once this thing moved near that, I could no longer keep an eye on it. I was terrified, and I did as any kid would do and pulled the blanket over my head, in the hope that it would not see me. So stupid, I know. About a week or so later, while eating my dinner, my mum was having a hard time in the kitchen, dropping things and the like. When I said, "Maybe it's the ghost," as a joke, her reply caught me off guard when she said, very nervously, "You saw them too? I think there were two. A black one and a white one." I assume she meant a white, smoky, wispy thing in addition to the black one I had seen. I couldn't even reply to her, as I was far too taken aback from what I'd just heard her exclaim. Around the same time, the witchy movie The Craft came out. And even though I was already exploring witchcraft with my friend's knowledge, a couple of us formed a little coven and attempted to recreate part of the movie. So one day, we all decided to sit in a circle and just meditate. We decided we would all think about the same person. That person happened to be my best friend. We'll call her Barbara. Well, Barbara had just lost her mum, and as we all meditated, I had the most surreal experience. I saw, smelled, and heard being inside my best friend's house. I walked up the stairs, and her favourite Mariah Carey song was playing, and there were tears on each step. The steps were wet, but somehow I knew they were tears. When I spoke to Barbara about what she was doing that same day, she told me she'd had a really bad day, and she'd been at home crying whilst listening to Mariah Carey. I felt like a gift and a curse had been given to me in that moment. I'd had an actual psychic vision. My only one, but it will stay with me forever. Even thinking about it now, it's as clear as day. A few years later, when I was about 14 or 15, I was going into this large cabinet that we had in our dining room, just to grab something. This was one of those old cabinets a lot of parents had back in the day. Glass doors to display all their figurines, and on the bottom there were a few doors, not glass, that had some shelves inside, etc. Anyway, I open one of the lower doors as I'm grabbing whatever it is I want from there, and a few other things fell out. I catch what I can and I go to replace them. I noticed something was leaning out but hadn't yet fallen. I thought it was maybe too tall and was leaning against the top of the doorframe. But to my surprise, it wasn't leaning against anything. It was just on a tilt. I mean, it should have fell out. If the laws of gravity apply, this thing was at an angle where it should have fallen. But it was just there, suspended by nothing. No support. Floating, as it were. I quickly pushed it back in. I slammed that door and backed away as fast as I could, trying to explain to my mum and anyone else in the room what the hell had just taken place. Today's show is sponsored by Acorns. Now, one of the things which I always got wrong is I believed that investment was for other people. The sort of people who have a finance degree and use phrases like buy low, sell high. And I don't have a finance degree and I don't use phrases like that. And I also thought that you needed a lot of money to start investing, but that's not the case. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, for your kids, for your retirement. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And now Acorns is putting their money into your future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. I'm 45 and not thinking about retirement, but I really should be. And that's why I'm glad places like Acorns exist, because it's a genuine relief to know there are a team of experts waiting to help guide you through that formerly scary world of investment. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investment involves risk. Acorn Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal.
Today's show is brought to you by Grundy's MD, MCT Wellness. And what MCTs, I hear you say? Well, an MCT is a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, it turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down excess fat in your body. And if people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Well, Dr. Grundy, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch, one that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out the excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate that caloric bypass at home. And it's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is specifically designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy it, and what's more, it tastes incredible. So you get to enjoy a delicious drink and then watch as you start to feel slimmer and more energized. So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to grundymd.com/darkparanormal and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular priced order, plus a 90-day money-back guarantee. So once more, that's grundymd.com/darkparanormal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
An important thing to note is that this floating object was a mug. A mug I'd got for my dad one Christmas. One of those school gift shops that they do around the holidays. Another incident in this same apartment was after my mum and dad had gotten into a fight. And my mum was going on and on about it over the phone to a friend or a family member when all of a sudden we hear a noise. Like something had fell down in a room further down the hall from where we were. Upon looking, we find a box that was definitely pushed to the back of the shelf it had been on. And it was now on the floor. This particular box, which happened to also be something of my dad's, was heavy. So heavy, it had been purposely put far back from the edge of the shelf. And there it was now, on the floor, pushed off the shelf. My mum's immediate reaction is that my father and all of his items are cursed. Of course, as I mentioned in the beginning, this is most likely an energetic manifestation of my trauma and my delicate age. The next big event that I can remember was when I was in college. We'd moved to a new house and had finally got a cat or two. My cat was a chubby orange boy named Spats. The name was given by the previous owners, and I'm assuming because of his little white-tipped feet, like shoes from the 1920s. I felt like he was my familiar. He seemed to understand when I'd speak to him. He had an extra something about him. Something not normal for a cat. He always watched over me when I did any rituals. One day, after my aging dog had taken yet another fall down the driveway due to arthritis, he walked over to her bed where she was sleeping and started to walk around her in a clockwise circle. Now, this was a rectangular dog bed, and as he walked the circle around my dog, he stopped at each side, all four sides, like the four quarters, north, south, east and west. To this day, I don't know what it meant, but I'm grateful that I witnessed it. All I know is that doing anything in a clockwise motion is meant for bringing in something, while counterclockwise is typically known for banishing things. The last experience I will leave you with is when I went to the prison in Philly with some college friends. It's the state penitentiary, and each year they do a haunted house of sorts. Even though these people were vicious criminals, it's hard for me to observe the conditions they lived in whilst imprisoned. I felt the sadness. Part of the prison is set up for workers to jump out and scare you, but that wasn't the part that scared me the most. There was a part where we stopped for a few minutes, although I forget why now, and I felt a very distinct puff of air on the back of my neck, as if somebody had just blew on it. I asked all of my friends immediately, who adamantly swore they never touched me. We all joke around with each other, but when they saw I wasn't joking, that I was legitimately scared, they reassured me and let me know that no one was near me to do that. Needless to say, I won't be going back there, and definitely count me out of a tour of Alcatraz. After leaving my childhood home, the paranormal activity has lessened, or at least only been positive, considering my pagan spiritual path. I see the ghost of my cat, who recently crossed the Rainbow Bridge, and the obvious signs from my now deceased father. But on the whole, it isn't scary anymore, but still paranormal. Thanks for reading this, and even if it doesn't make the show, have a lovely rest of your week and keep doing what you do. Jen. No, Jen, thank you so much for providing this week's dark minisode. And the lovely sign-off at the end, it just fills me with warmth knowing the sort of listeners we have. And I mean that sincerely. So thank you so much, Jen. And yes, it is a common phenomena, as we've all heard, that if you mix trauma and teenage girls together, very often you will find poltergeist activity. See the Enfield case, for example. And although it does seem to be heavily weighted towards females, there are also cases of males who've experienced the same thing. For example, the story which inspired The Exorcist. I find it fascinating that we still today only know him as Roland Doe because he refuses to come forth and arguably claim millions of dollars. That's how terrifying his experience was. But Jen, thank you again so much for being the dark minisode that brings us forth into the second half of season 16. I'll speak to you all again on Friday for episode 6, and until then, take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.